we shall, and so much more at Bantu Fest 2019. Bantu Fest is the most anticipated multicultural family festival, taking place in Chicago, July 27th and 28th, 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. at Midway Place in Hyde Park. Chicago's own Grammy-nominated songstress, Selena Johnson, will be performing live at Bantu Fest. There will be live entertainment, vendors, children activities, food and cultures from over 30 different countries, and so much more. Check out BantuFest.com, Instagram and Facebook at Bantu Fest. Contact 773-677-6739 for more info. Bantu Fest is the People's Fest. Be there.
You have emails coming through, like, what, every 5 minutes through your phone?
Yeah, it's like messages, you know, different people I'm working with and different areas, and then emails coming in, different things I have to handle at the same time. So it's just like a million things going on.
How has this experience been for you now, being an entrepreneur and having so much responsibility? I mean, is it more rewarding for you now?
Well, it's a lot of work. I wouldn't say it's rewarding. It's, you know, it's good to be busy, but for now we are focused on the work. It's just a lot of work to do and to get this going. And then we'll see the rewards after the festival. Then we'll see, like, based on the turnout and the whole festival, you know, and the results and every area of the festival. So that's when we know how rewarding it was, you know.
Okay, and that's when the big celebration, the after party will be for you.
Yeah, well, if I have time to do the after party, I might be tired. I'm be trying to sleep like last year, you know.
Well, that's the man with the master plan, Sylvan Sango. Actually, he's family here because this is his second year on Chipedia Podcast. We're at the WGN Skyline Studios. And, I mean, I can't believe it's been a whole year. We're coming back around to the Bantu Festival. This is the 5th annual Bantu Fest. And this is one of my most favorite times of the year because it's one of the biggest festivals here in Chicago. So welcome to the show, Sylvan, or shall I say, welcome back.
Welcome back, yes.
And I'm sure a lot of you have caught that accent. I mean, I love his accent. Coming from Cameroon.
Yes, Cameroon, yeah.
Yeah, so now we're here once again with our 5th annual Bantu Fest. This is a huge milestone because, you know, a lot of people may try to start festivals like this and be coming upon 5 years of doing this. Yeah, like you just said, it's a busy thing. This is a lot. You have your hands full.
Yeah, and especially because we're doing 2 days, so it's a lot of logistics that we have to deal with, you know, in terms of setting things up for 2 days. You know, we're going from 1 day to 2 days, you know.
Yeah.
So it's a lot more logistic, a lot more work.
Yeah, I mean, but a festival like this, you cannot just do 1 day, though. You just it's not enough hours for a festival of this magnitude, because you're celebrating at least 30 countries.
Yes.
30.
Yes. At least 30 countries will be celebrated at Bantu Fest. And so it's just a lot of people coming from all over the place, like not just in Chicago. We have people from like out of state, you know, different cities, Ohio, Atlanta, and even out of the U.S., you know. We have some people coming, flying in from Paris just for the festival.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, well, I'll be out there. This year I had the honor of being able to cover the Bantu Festival live, so be sure to check me out while we're out there. But, you know, this is a huge deal because I remember last year when we spoke, we talked a lot about the whole entrepreneurship and how you came here to the States, and you were only here for at least 2 years until you decided to go out there and start something on your own.
Yeah.
You know, and so you haven't looked back. You don't plan on looking back, though.
Nope. At this point, I'm really not planning on looking back. You know, it's not an easy road. It's not an easy path. You know, it's a lot going on to make things happen, you know, to get where you want to get. It's a lot of tribulation. It's a lot of, you know, self-discipline that you need to have and self-determination, because if you don't have that self-determination, you cannot continue, because some days you have days where you're like, man, I don't know if I want to do this anymore, because sometimes, you know, it's not always fruitful. You know, mm-hmm. Sometimes you lose. Sometimes you come out there, you're like, the bills are too much, you know, and you you're like, man, you know what? I probably should just go and focus on myself and my family and then just not worry about this. But
yeah, it's especially tough when you have a family.
Yes. So you're like, when things don't go well and it bounce back on you, then you like, oh wow, I gotta deal with, you gotta take the heat, and you have to just face it or just give up, you know. So it's not easy.
But I get a lot of guests on my show, and you know, that's why I like using my platform for guests like yourself, because you're so much more inspirational to people, because any journey is not going to be easy. I always try to compare it to maybe, you know, climbing a ladder. I know that's the easier way of saying it, but if you're climbing a ladder to reach all the way to the top, say if you're climbing the Willis Tower or something, and you get halfway there and then you look down and you just realize how difficult. You're tired. You're tired. Yeah. And this is going to take a whole lot more energy and time and whatever else out of me. And the easiest thing for me to do is go down, because if I go up, I'm further from my comfort zone.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
That's true. That's very true. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, hey, you get tired climbing 4 stairs.
Absolutely. You know. And so you have this discipline, I'm sure, because, you know, where you're from.
Yeah.
This is from, you know, a lot of your upbringing. And can you, you know, elaborate or break down, you know, just from your customs and how you were brought up?
Yeah. I mean, it's totally different. You know, it's a whole game change on a lot of things, a lot of readaptation that I had to do to readjust, you know, and adapt to the system and just understand how. You know, for us even being here today doing this festival that is really loved and appreciated by a lot of people, by thousands of people.
Gosh.
You know, it's unbelievable sometimes even to us. I'm like, man, is this us they're talking about? You know, because I go sometimes to places and I talk to people and they're like, man, your festival is just their festival. And I'm like, you talking about us or you talking about somebody else? Because, you know, it's like, you just work. We just focus on working and just pushing hard and finding ways and how to get to you know, how to get where we want to get. But then it's like, okay, you know, you work, you don't realize that you actually building something, you know. You just focus on working, and that's what we're doing. And so when sometimes we open our eyes and look around, I go on Facebook, which I'll be barely on Facebook. Like literally in my day, you know, being so busy all day running back and forth, trying to get things together. You know, I'm grateful to have a good team that works on and
yeah, that's
us
what I was gonna
and,
ask. Like, you know, how big is your team? You know, when you're putting things like this together, you have to have a good team.
Yes.
You know, because sometimes you can have a team and you feel like you're still doing most of the work.
I know. Yeah. So, yeah. We've been there where we had teams and it wasn't where we wanted to be. You know, most of you know, I was grateful to have a good, you know, founding. Very core group, because it really goes from the founding team, me, my business partner, you know, and then my wife who's been a very strong support as well for, you know, the foundations.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a very strong core group, you know, and it's really like three of us who are the brains of the festival. And then from us, it goes down to another team that we have, which is the staff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have different areas of the festival, the stage, the production, and all that. So we have a good team that's been working with us as well, that, you know, they believe in what we're doing, and they've been there with us for at least 2 or 3 years. Some of them have been with us longer than that. They you know, so that's another level of the management part of the festival.
Mm-hmm.
So they are the ones working right now, so talking, dealing with the vendors, somebody, so I don't have to do all that, because at first I had to deal with, you know, we were dealing with all of that. You know, when we started, we were dealing with vendors and, you know, the stage, the sound system and everything. And it was just a lot going on.
Yeah. You know, that's pretty challenging starting out. So starting with the first year, how many people would you say came out to the Bantu Fest?
We started the festival with roughly a couple of hundreds of people.
Okay.
It started real small in the parking lot, actually. And It was more in the form of a concert and something more like celebrating musical legends. We started out in the parking lot. I remember back at the Clio Center, which is like a community center, on 55th on Garfield, which is like off King Drive on 55th, you know, South Side, of course. And then, you know, it went up, you know, second year, we went out about 500 people. Then, you know, we decided to finally move it to Hyde Park. And when we moved it to Hyde Park area, we just, everything just blew up from
it,
that
it
point.
It just blew up.
Yeah, we went up to like 20,000 people for our third year. And then last year, which was our fourth year, we went up to 50,000 people.
Wow.
And now we're expecting about, because we had to do 2 days, it was just too many people. People had to reach out to us after the festival. I remember that Sunday, we went to our cultural center, and some people drove up and came out of the car and like, I'm like, excuse me, can we help you? I was still recuperating. I was trying to eat something. I was like, I'm tired from last night. And then she's like, excuse me, the festival, is it going on for today again? Is it 2 days? I'm like, no. I don't know if I can even do 2 days. And then, you know, a few people called too. They were like, yeah, we didn't finish shopping. You guys should really do this more like a second day, because we didn't even get a chance to go around doing all the shopping, which is a lot. And so we sat back, we thought about it. We're like, okay, maybe we should try and do 2 days and
especially
see.
Especially if people are traveling from far.
Yeah.
You know, they have to, this is a must. You know, his phone is blowing up back to back. He's getting the emails, the phone calls, the text messages. You know, this guy right here, man, you know, he is definitely a powerhouse here in Chicago. And, you know, the name, the meaning of Bantu means bringing cultures together.
Yeah.
And I truly love this because we need this. We need unity. This is unity, love. What else? How else are we describing this festival is diversity, so you're not just seeing, you know, African-Americans or Africans, you're seeing all different cultures walking through. You know, last year I tried to get inside, you know, and it was quite challenging even just from parking, you know. Like, I don't live in Chicago right now, so of course I have to drive. And I couldn't find a parking spot. You know, this just shows the magnitude of, you know, but there's all love. And you don't hear anything bad about it. You know, it's located at the Midway Plaisance over in Hyde Park, which is a nice area. So what we're going to be looking forward to, this is what makes it lit. This is what the gentleman was telling you. What we're looking forward to, of course, is the 30 different countries of food, art, live performances, dance. You can't have nothing without dance, you know. We got to feel it. And you're going to have a tribute to music legends once again, which is, and how does that work, music tribute?
So basically, some of our performances, like especially with the bands, they're going to do a little tribute on some parts of their performances. Just, you know, dedicating a couple of songs out to some of the musical legends. It's always good to do that little throwback. You can never go wrong with a throwback with the old schools. And
so we definitely look forward to that type of music. So we'll have the tribute to the music legends. And there are so many to name, I'm sure. You know, you probably could throw some Michael Jackson in there, maybe some Marvin Gaye. You know, we know, if you don't know what a legend is, you guys need to Google it, okay? All right, and this year you're going to have our headliners is Celina Johnson. We all know her. She's an R&B singer, and she's from Chicago.
True.
Shout out to Celina. Dee Alexander, she is a jazz musician.
From Chicago.
And she's from Chicago as well.
Yep.
Amina Love, the Isaac Sisters.
Yep.
The Haitian band, Deluxe.
Yep.
Limitless Sounds.
Yep.
Team B.A.D. from Belize.
Yep.
And I'm feeling like we're going to see something real cultural, and they're going to have the dance and stuff going on.
Yeah, BAD is Belizean American dancers. So BAD, they call themselves Team BAD, you know, Belizean American dancers. So
like
they come out with carnival vibes and all that. So we have a little blend of different cultures, and that's really what makes the festival so special, because we bring this blend of different cultures and vibes and from different countries. So we have like you have a little bit of Jamaica, Belize, and Haiti, and, you know, even African countries, Senegal and, you know, Cameroon and different countries, Nigeria. Mm-hmm. So it's really a great platform where you have a little bit of everything. Even Brazil, we have Brazil represented. We have, we also have, like, Mexico. We have, you know, and, of course, America, you know. Yeah. We represent, of course, our cultures, Afro cultures, like, you know, some of the cultures that are from American, you know, descent. So it's just a platform where you come and have like all those vibes and all those colors in one place.
Yeah, and I'm so grateful that you are providing this platform for others, because people want to be seen, they want to be heard, and, you know, there aren't a whole lot of platforms like this. I know we have different festivals, but I would say that you are offering, like, you know, a wider range of you know, opportunities for people. So as I'm looking at this list for the main stage, this is a pretty extensive list.
Yes,
so you have 2 days filled with entertainment.
Yep.
So it's about musicians, 16. Dancers,
DJs.
Yeah. You know, and you're not only just looking for, you know, the well-known artists, we're giving independent artists opportunities as well.
Yeah. Yeah. That's another thing, you know, we're trying to bring a platform where not just promoting the mainstream people, but we also want to, you know, because Bantu Fest is really a community festival. That's how we started the festival. And we want to stay community. We want to, you know, keep our focus on the community. So that's why even when we decided to start charging this year, it was free. And this year we charge officially. But we were like, should we charge $10 and then $20? And they were like, well, you know what? We want to keep it where everybody can come.
Yes.
You know? So we decided finally that it's going to be
$5. It's just $5, yes. People.
Yep.
You know, the experience is, like, you know, worth more than that. So, yep. I mean, of course, with anything, you have to start charging. It was important to do that. But that should not change anything, because this year we're still looking forward to an extra, what, 10,000 to 20,000, you know, maybe.
Yeah.
I'm just
kidding. Well, this year we're expecting about 90,000 people. So
okay,
for the 2 days, so it's going to be a lot of people, you know, coming out for the festival. So make sure, I can just say, make sure you be there, and you know, take the day off, plan a trip if you're out of town, you know. Yeah. It's just a great place to come and just have fun all day, have your little picnic set and sit there and
right.
just relax.
And no outside food or drinks are allowed, because you have a variety of food and drinks to choose from.
Yes.
And so, you know, I know you have to be humble, because you are the founder and you have to support everyone, but what's one of your favorite vendors that you look forward to every year?
It's hard to say, to tell, you know. To be honest, it's just so many vendors. Mm-hmm. I know a lot of the vendors, except probably from the new vendors that came in this year, but I have some vendors who have been here for at least the past 3 years with us. And some of those vendors, you know, we're able to develop some type of connection with them. Mm-hmm. So it's a lot of them, you know. I wouldn't put any name out, you know, just because.
So do you test, do you sample the food vendors before they come, or you just say, all right, well, you know, you're located here and I've heard about you and yeah, sure. Or do you have to actually try out all this food?
No, personally, I don't.
Okay.
Not on the ground.
Okay.
But the ones I know, I do visit them after, you know.
Okay.
Sometimes I go eat at the restaurants, and, you know, sometimes I meet them at other festivals. And sometimes I just go up there and say, hey, they're like, hey, what you want? You want to eat something? Then that's when I get a chance to actually
enjoy
their food.
Well, let me guess, you probably go to the ones who probably serve a lot of shrimp.
Yeah, I love shrimp. Yeah, I do love shrimp. But I do visit a lot of them sometimes when we, especially at festivals. Uh-huh. When I get a chance, I go out and check them out, and, you know, sometimes I just buy and support them. Sometimes
right, and this is another reason why the festival is going on, because we're getting to learn about what's around us, you know.
Yeah.
And so you can not only check them out at these festivals, but also go and support all the other days out of the year. you know? So this is exposure. And, you know, we're always looking for something great to eat, the next big thing. And, you know, of course, when you're putting together all these vendors, you also have to go through a list of the performers. We've already touched on that subject, but I'm sure, you know, that is a pretty tough job because you have a lot of submissions. But how can people go about submitting their audition tapes or just some work so they can possibly hit the stage next year?
They can just, usually we open for submissions around October, you know, somewhere around October or November, and it stays open all the way to December. So we have about a couple of months, sometimes 2 or 3 months, sometimes September even. So, but we give them about 3 months to submit, and then we close out everything in January so we can go over the reviewing process, and then we finally decide, you know, our reviewing team goes to like who has been selected. But usually you can just send an email out to band2fest@gmail.com. band2fest, B like boy, A-N-T-U, fest, you know, USA@gmail.com. And if you send an email.
Wait a minute, USA@gmail.
Yeah.
He said a little different. Just so you guys can understand, it's Gmail. Okay.
Gmail.com. Okay. I know I have an accent, so it'll be hard to get to catch everything. But yeah, so band2fest@gmail.com is the email. A lot of people already submitting for next year. I'm like, I don't think we can even look at you guys right now because we're focusing on the festival.
Right, yeah, you know? Just going to flag those emails. He's just going to flag them until, you know, a few months down the line. So don't be offended if he doesn't reach out to you ASAP. But so we're always looking forward to this. This is going to take place Saturday and Sunday. That's going to be July 27th and the 28th from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. This is all day.
Next week, 12 hours each day. So it's going to be 12 long hours, and then we have a couple of good hosts that will be there. Of course, you will be there yourself, Marsha. I know you will be there.
Yes, so make sure you come by and stop and say hi, and yourself as well, Mr. Sango.
And then we have a couple of hosts from WGCI and Kendra G
and Charmaine.
And Charmaine, who is part of the Black Ink Shy.
Mm-hmm. So, precise, shy.
Yeah, precise. It's another one. He's from Haiti, and then we have Phenom. Yes, who is another one? Who is one of the hosts? Those are our evening hosts. Now, in the daytime, we do have different hosts in the daytime because it's just a long day to have one person hosting for 12 hours. So, in the daytime, we have Black Eyes, who is a very popular poet. He's the king of poetry of Chicago, and so he has a whole movement, you know, poetry movement and all that. So, he's a very good brother. He's hosting on Sunday. Daytime, and then you have Black Isis, who is also another very, very talented poet, and you know, that's, you know, his wife as well. But she's hosting Saturday.
Okay.
In the daytime.
And then you're going to, you know, people can get physical. You know, I'm not talking about just with dancing, but I noticed that you have a Zumba instructor there. Mm-hmm. So you could come out, you could check the schedule. Actually, you could follow Bantu Fest on Instagram and Facebook, and there's a list, or you could go to bantufest.com. Right. Mm-hmm. And then so there will be some Zumba there, I noticed. And then, of course, it's always going to be child friendly because they're going to have a children's village. Yeah. You know, so arts, music, vendors, DJs, live performances. This is a full day of family fun, diversity, unity and love. If you guys can't make it, you know, I'm sorry. If you miss out on this year, there will be a 6th annual next year.
Yeah. Yes.
You know, so take notes if you want to be a part of the show or just to see the pictures and whatever you missed out on, go to Instagram or Facebook. I don't know. Are you on Twitter?
Yes.
Okay.
But
they were everywhere. Bantu Fest. And actually, this is the only Bantu Fest. It's only in Chicago, right?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Well, this is the man right here. The man with the master plan. Follow him, Sylvan.
She's the host right there, the best host.
I'll be there at the Shypedia podcast booth. I'll be doing live interviews. So come over and listen, check it out, and, you know, help celebrate. This is a big thing.
So we'll see you there, July 27th and 28th.
Just real quick, I do want to touch on the fact that you're a busy man still. And in August, you're going to be coming back around with the Chicago Caribbean Carnival.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
And that's going to be August 17th. So just be on the lookout for that as well. Anything else that our family needs to hear, Sylvan?
Really, the only thing I would say is you know, just get ready for July 27 and 28, the first event. That's our first stop. So make sure you come out. Make sure you bring the family out, you know, everybody in the family, and even bring their dogs and the cats. And
oh, wow. You can bring your pet. Okay.
And the snake. If you
now,
have a snake,
have to
bring
pay
them
$5?
All.
$5?
Yeah, yeah. The dog will pay $5, though.
Okay.
Yeah, the dog will pay
$5. Like, I got five on it.
I know, right?
Well, your family. And so yes. I look forward to having you here again next year. I'm looking forward to this year. I thank you so much for coming in today and taking time out of your busy schedule. And I'll see you next week then.
Yes. Yeah. And then before we leave, I just want to make sure that we share a couple of information. We just want everybody to know that children is free, 11 and under. So feel free to bring your kids out.
Your children are free if they're 11 and younger.
And younger, yes.
Okay.
And then also how to reach us. Make sure you check us out on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram at Bantufest. Bantufest, you know, B-A-N-T-U Fest. Okay, so check us out on social media. Our website is www.bantufest.com. Yes.
And then make sure, you know, this is a safe zone. They will be checking bags, right? And,
yes.
And so, you know, no weapons or, you know, we have to go through all the guidelines, you know. So this is a safe place. This is a fun thing. And we want to make sure everyone's all good. Okay.
Yep.
All right. Sylvan Sango, the founder of the Bantu Fest. Once again, thank you so much for coming in to Shy PD Podcast at WGN Studios.
Thank you for having me. Shy PD.